We'll begin the September 2, 2010 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report, available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. If you have replaced the microphone on your ham rig in the last few years, chances are you purchased one from Heil Sound. During the Teachers Workshop Forum at the 2010 Dayton Hamvention this past May, forum moderator Carol Perry, WB2MGP, invited the man behind Heil Sound, Bob Heil, K9EID, to talk about the influence ham radio instructors made on his audio career early on.
I'm really honored to always be asked to come here because I'm not a teacher, but yet I've taught a lot of people things, and I learned it all from ham radio. My entire career was learned from ham radio. I love it when I'm out on the big scene. I was there about 3 weeks ago. We were in a rehearsal hall in Burbank with a pretty top priority country western singer, and one of his engineers were just freaked out that they had been having a problem, and I fixed it. It was no big deal. Plugged in the right plug to the right stuff, and Keith Urban's guys were ready to hit the road. And his engineer said to me, "Wow, what college did you come from? What's your degree?" Well, I barely made it out of the eighth grade. I did go through high school, but I was working. I was playing the pipe organ at the time and building ham radio stuff. And I went on to do lots of things. It all stemmed from a teacher that helped us get our license. And that's very important. You just don't figure how important you are to children when you can teach them something. And to a lot of people, oh, it's just ham radio. No, it's not just ham radio. Amateur radio can be so many things. You just have to get that instilled. And right now, it's all these kids that are going to have arthritis of the thumbs in about 20 years, maybe sooner. I was coming over here talking to a guy on 52 Direct, and he was telling me all about this fascinating program that he has in his computer about moon bounce. Man, he can put this in, and he can do moon bounce. And I said, that's really fun, isn't it? Oh, it's great. Just dial it in, and your antennas go there. I said, well, you know, we were doing that back in 1960. Oh, what kind of computer program did you use? Oh, I guess you didn't have any computers. No. Well, how did you do that? Well, I had this 128-element antenna that I put together as a 20-year-old stupid kid, and I had to phase all these elements, and we had a prop pitch motor from a B-29 this way and one this way, so we could... Well, he said, how did you know where to point it? I said, well, it was pretty easy. You just listened to the noise on the receiver. And we got into that discussion, and I got to thinking about that. Isn't that sad? But it's all this stuff that I got laid on me from these teachers. One of the most fun things you can do is turn your kids on to 555 timers and build little flashing badges, and you're saying, well, that's a big deal. It's a fabulous deal for a kid when you take these little thingies and you show them how to solder these little thingies of that, and all of a sudden they start blinking and they can turn this little thing and it changes the blinkies, and you're going, whoa. That's the beginning of getting that passion involved. It's like, whoa, what's next? And you just keep going. I never will forget the day. This was fascinating. Years ago, when Owen Garriott went up, and I went to the school, and the teacher was just, he's really something. The guy taught them, he was a science teacher. He taught them all kinds of things other than just what he was supposed to. And in this case, we built the antenna first, the day or two before. But then we put that sucker up and we got to talk to Owen. I mean, there was no computer programs in those days. This was raw, baby. You just did it. You talk about crazy. But I can tell you that two or three students from that class, one of them became an agricultural engineer. I didn't even know what that was, but he's working for Purina, and I think it's Louisville or somewhere. He's got this big-time job. He tells me every time he comes home, he looks me up to thank me for turning his teacher on to ham radio to teach the class. Because he learned so much from that class. And there's two or three others of the kids that got really good engineering jobs because they're an amateur radio operator, and he learned it starting in the sixth grade.
You're listening to the thoughts of Heil Sound founder Bob Heil, K9EID, who spoke during the Teachers Workshop Forum at the 2010 Dayton Hamvention. Bob will conclude his short talk in a moment. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.
You have so much power. That, I guess, is really what I have to instill, Carol. When I think about teachers and kids, I just have to think about some of the projects that I would be called upon by the teachers to help them do this. And do this meaning instill more passion and more fun. And I always get back to building stuff. I just love to build stuff. I still do. You can find me on 3880 or 3885 or 3870 with my original 1956 Harvey Wells and Hallowcrafter receiver. I still have it on the air, and I'm there. Yes, I have another side of the room with all the neat stuff, but I get more thrill out of having to tune all those tubes and make sure it's all right. And you know what? That's the original tubes in this stuff. I can't believe it's still working, but it's still working. And I just get so much thrill. And you know, part of the thrill is thinking about all of the things that the teachers, when I started, and my amateur radio fun has led me to. We are the only manufacturer in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'll never forget the night they inducted me. They got this room about this big full of a lot of works that I did in the 1960s and 70s for the sound reinforcement and all that industry. I was really tearful that night because I kept thinking, holy crap, you got all of these wonderful people in this place. And we're talking from Les Paul all the way to Slash. And here's this idiot that from Marissa, Illinois, that's a ham radio operator. But they said one line to me during the presentation. They said, just think, a lot of these people wouldn't be here if it wasn't for some of the things that you designed and built for their stages to make them sound good so they could get an award, and that's why we're doing this. What an honor. And I quickly came on the stand and told them it wasn't me, it was amateur radio, and everybody's freaking out. What the hell has ham radio got to do with you being here? It has everything to do, and it all goes back to my teachers that taught me how to learn all of these significant things. We just continue on all the time. I want to leave you with one other thing, too. I have very few of these left, but this book has helped so many, and I didn't write it. I compiled it. I get called down every once in a while. Did you know there's a misspelled word? And did you know that the type doesn't match? Yeah, right, because these are all notes that I kept during my young days when I met up with that Harvey Wells, with the guy on 6 meters. I couldn't understand him. This is 1956 on 6 meters, man. I was working a lot of televisions then, too, on 6 meters. Whoa. But it took me a couple of nights. He was on single sideband on 6 meters. And this inquisitive little kid, I'm tuning him in. Well, I became his beacon. And every night, I would meet him at 7 o'clock. And I'd go back the next day and tell my classmates what I was doing. And a couple of them would get intrigued, and a couple of them didn't care. But it was Larry Burrows, the chief engineer of KMOX-CBS Radio, I found out later. And then he invited me to come and visit him at work, because I was really enthused. I'm 16 years old. I said, well, can you build me one of those single sideband transmitters? Hell, single sideband wasn't happening on 20 meters yet very much. No, I won't. I'll never forget it the way he did it. No, I won't. But I'll teach you. And he did. And in 1958, I put my first single sideband transmitter on the air that I built. And I still have it, and it still works. It's a 20A with a transverter, and it works. I got one on 6 and one on 2. But I built it from his instructions. And there again, was he a teacher in a school? No. But was he a teacher? He was a wonderful teacher. Because he took the time with this little kid. You couldn't do it today. Unions would have kicked us out long ago. Every Wednesday, I would go to KMOX in the afternoon, and he'd sit there and help me and show me Those are the things that teachers do. Those are the notes I put in this book. And it gets all the way down into the Fletcher Munson curve. Ticks me off. It's the most important thing of everybody on this earth because it tells you how your ears work. And you don't hear anywhere close to flat. Bell Labs did this in 1933. And those are the kind of things in this book. And all these little things about how to build flashies and how to do this and how to do that. It's easy to read because it's just simple little drawings. The notes that my 30 and 40 year old friends then gave me. And they're gone, but their notes are still here. I'm about 30% finished with the new. I'm doing the same thing, just fixing some of the stuff and adding a few new things. Thank you for having me. I'm always available, bob@heilsound.com. Real simple. It's my life. If you took ham radio from me, I know what I'd do.
Bob Heil, K9EID, the man behind Heil Sound, talking about the influence ham radio instructors had on his audio career early on. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.